In investing, there is beauty in simplicity. And when I heard of Chris's strategy, I knew I had to share it with you. In this episode, Chris will talk about long yards and how his investments have, in some cases, 4x'd in such a short amount of time with such an incredibly simple model that almost nobody else is doing it. This is the Passive Real Estate Strategies Podcast, where we educate career-driven individuals who have tapped out their earning potential, learn about passive real estate investing so you can continue building your wealth without compromising your time or taking on more responsibilities. I'm your host and managing partner at Realm Investors, a multifamily syndication group who has helped multiply millions of dollars for our passive investors. Thanks for tuning in and let's get on with the show. Hey, listeners, welcome back to another episode of Passive Real Estate Strategies. Today, I am sitting down with Chris Long of Long Yards. Now, Chris has an incredibly unique investment strategy at Long Yards that really eliminates a lot of the pain points of owning real estate, which I'll kind of let him dive into shortly. But Chris, we're really excited to have you here and have you on the show.
Thanks, Justin. Excited to be here and excited to chat.
Yeah. So tell us, about Long Yards because most of the listeners are at this point, as if we don't know what it is. So what is Long Yards?
It's the simplest thing. Sometimes I'm talking to a lender and it's like, it blows their mind. Like, they think of outside storage with a fence around it.
Yeah.
It's storage for the big stuff. Think of a mini storage unit, self-storage unit. You go through the gate, you go to your unit, you unlock the door, you roll it up. The only difference is we're a yard. In that yard, we could bring you an office, a container, which we call them long boxes or long offices. And we could bring you power, bring you camera, and we're building a small business community. So that's Long Yards in a nutshell.
Wow. So it's a plot of land and some walls, some fencing. Are you pouring concrete or how is it separated then?
Keep it simple. So we have fencing that moves around. That's okay. It. So we have our perimeter fencing. You got your self-storage gate. And then we have a fabric that covers the fencing. So out of sight, out of mind, we like to have a philosophy. So people store their goods away. Ideally, you can't see it from the road or the street. Very clean. And it's a level up from what's being offered in the market in terms of what's outside storage. And it's a bridge between all these small companies needing a space to lease that's a larger space or an office that's something affordable and adaptable. And that's our core values is adapt to make it work for these small businesses and growing communities or just HOAs that need a place to tuck everything away. So there's so many different markets this caters to, but yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, it's literally land and fencing. And you provide, like I said, electricity or storage, or something like you have different containers, but a lot of people store things just outside, right? So this is like a lot of heavy equipment or what type of things do you see mostly? Is it big tractors and bulldozers? Is it personal belongings that people put in some of those longer storage units, or what's more common for you?
Well, it's a good question. And as your city builds out, you have different phases and different needs of clientele from corporate clients to small business to just hobbyists. So in different areas of the city, you're catering to different needs. And it also could be if it's on like there's used cars in the area or you have auto repair, you're going to get a lot of those type of clients. If you're in a more corporate side, you get corporate clients. If you're in a higher tech side with higher income homes, you're going to get a lot of hobbyists or people parking boats and RVs. And that's what's unique about it is it caters to so many different webs of networks that if you just leave the blanket, it's like a canvas. They'll come and paint and what they need for the yard. And that's what I think is so beautiful about it. So it's not a black and white answer because there's so much opportunity in the marketplace that, which is why we're just blowing up.
Yeah. And so are people paying? So because the fence is movable, so I assume you just have this big plot of land. And are people paying you kind of by the square foot where you'll move the fencing for them? Or do you have preset packages that people will pay, like a 10 by 10, 20 by 20, that you kind of have them already set up? Or is it all completely customized based on whoever contacts you about storage at that point?
So if you just kind of work out the process, we have your bread and butter sizes based on the market that we're targeting, whether it's a medium size yard. And this can be anywhere from 30 by 50, 40 by 50, 50 by 60. There's medium-sized yards. There's larger yards that almost go to a quarter or half an acre. And what we do is we start the pre-lease up period. And as we're pre-leasing during construction or going into the lease up after construction, the only time we actually allow tenants to move around is when there's space. So if one guy takes a medium-sized yard and there's a medium-sized yard beside it, and he says, hey, I want both of these, and we take out the fence in the middle. Keep it really simple. But it's only an option when they're available. These yards are leasing up fast. And when they do, I mean, then they're locked in. No one wants, you know, everyone's set up. They've got the little fort and life is good. So, yeah. And we, you know, we have our, like I said, for each area we market and we target the exact avatar that we're aiming for that specific demographic. Yeah.
So you had mentioned during kind of the construction period, you're in this pre-leasing phase. So with a concept so simple, you know, a lot of people understand construction when it comes to building like a restaurant or apartment buildings. It's this big, long process. You drive by, yeah. You see it's flat one day, then the next day there's dirt moved there. Then the next day there's the big beams are up. What kind of construction are you guys doing with properties like this? Is it mostly underground stuff where you're like running electricity, or is it a physical structuring as well?
So, I mean, one of the core values is practical. We want to keep it as simple as possible. Long Yards is built on adaptability and speed. Speed to the marketplace, speed to the clients. And in order to do that, we try to keep our construction as simple as possible, right? And I mean, you think of as fast as you can put up a fence, that's pretty much as fast as we can build things out. And then so you got two layers to Long Yards. You got your site work. Obviously, you can't be parking on a swamp. We want a base that is drivable, parkable on. And then we bring into the Long Yards model. This is the gates, the long boxes, the long offices. We do conduits, and we have Wi-Fi towers for cameras. It's different than the game most people are playing. We'll find land, and you've got a land bank, or if you have additional land on the side of your warehouse or mini storage unit that is zoned properly and you're not sure what to do, we'll get a franchisee or we'll sign corporately a 10-year lease. Yeah. We'll take care of it for you. And that's what we'll do. We'll go in, we'll set up our systems, take away the headache, just give you a fixed amount every month you're not worried about. And that's how we're setting up. We're in and out, we're quick, but our clients stay a long time. So it's wow. Really unique.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so for something like this, is this something that you guys typically hold for a long time where it's a long-term cash play, or do you kind of set up, lease it up, and then sell it off? And that's when a lot of return is realized to maybe a longer-term investor? Or what's the business behind this look like for you guys?
Well, it's actually a great question. And for something so obvious, it hasn't been asked. And it's almost so many opportunities that it's hard to stay focused because yeah. There's so many different ways to make money. It's playful in a way. One of the simplest, most powerful ways is the Ray Kroc, let's say McDonald's model, where Long Yards goes and buys the land, and then our franchisee comes and puts the franchise on our own land. And in this case, it's a win-win. Now, you know, if we have franchisees, they're reaching out to us and they want to own the real estate. For now, in a growth mode, we're allowing them to say, okay, we'll help you find real estate and put the model. And then they can either put their own 10-year lease on their own real estate, which allows them to either sell the business or the real estate, right? So you got it from a franchisee side, or you have it from corporately, whether or not we want to just have the real estate and the business on it. And then we just factor in a cap rate, which is more known in the syndication world. So we have another strategy. We're finding people with land and we're saying, hey, we'll just go in there, we'll set up on your land. This way, we're not dealing with site plan approval. We're not dealing with a lengthy purchase agreement, all these documentation. It's like literally by the time we get something signed and we get someone ready to go or the funding, it's 90 days by the time the Long Yards is up and running. And we're already pre-leasing once the documents are signed. So think, let's say you have 4 acres on the side of your warehouse right now. You say, Chris, I love what you're doing. Okay, we signed a 10-year lease. I'm pre-marketing. We got to sign up on your property. Long Yards coming soon. We're letting the neighborhood know. And then 90 days, we're up and running. We're probably 20, 30% lease up. And we have a lease up phase based on the demographics we targeted and the avatars. And we're up and running. So the business model is very unique. And wow. we're building a team really just to hit the ground running with that and leveraging a lot of technology to help us because it's powerful, you know, and getting in the right lane and sticking to it is hard. And, you know, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. Yeah. It's all good problems.
It's almost like that. It's a curse to have too many options. You don't know what you want to do. You're forced to go one way. It's simpler life that way.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing. Like you have a traditional entrepreneur story that has so many opportunities. But what's wild about my business, I have so many opportunities in my business that almost I could just be distracted with. So our main focus for the first 8 to 12 locations. We're targeting people with land and we're just partnering. If franchisees call us and they're very interested, great, we'll work a deal, assuming the territory is available. We're closing up territories because this is a very territorial business. Yeah. Someone calls from Central Florida, they lock in Central Florida, we get another call, sorry, Central Florida's done. And because our business is unique in another sense, we know how many contractors, small businesses that we can target in that area. So once it's gridlocked, you could open up five others, but we've cornered the market. We've got them first. And we know now people in Ottawa, of course, there's copiers who are coming behind me.
Sure.
They're locking up real estate and they're trying to do what we do, but they're not doing it. They can't lease up. They don't know how. They don't know how to target the market. They don't know their avatar. I was a contractor for 10 years, so I know how to get these people in the yard, right? Yeah. It's our strength. So yeah, it's been a great learning curve and we're just excited to keep on rocking.
Yeah. So is that what you're finding a lot of people? So it's so interesting because you also have that franchise model where somebody can kind of be the operator in that business and they're kind of taking everything that you have, that whole business in the box kind of concept. Are you finding that that's how most people get involved in long yards? Or do you have funds or syndications where you say, hey guys, we're opening up 20 long yards in the next, 5 years or year, and we're going to need $10 million to do, which is totally fake numbers. So put into this fund and you're kind of a passive investor in this. Is that something that you guys do as well? Or are most people getting involved as like a franchise owner?
Well, it's a great question. So basically just in PR like this, letting people know who we are, what we're doing. Because first of all, people are just like, wow, they're blown away. Oh my God, you need long yards, right? So you hear it from the high levels. And then you have to get the same message across from the clients. So we have to stay focused where 80% is the acquisition. And then if 20% is opportunities from the outside. Now, as the growing phases go, once we have our first 8 to 12 proven in the States, we have our first model proven in Canada, working on several in the States right now. Once we have 8 to 12, then there's going to be a switch. Mm-hmm. Then our advisor, we have great advisors, and I'm very blessed to be coached by so many, I think, high net worth, and just I love learning. And basically, when we get to that point, there's no more syndications, right? We're raising this amount of money, mm-hmm. and now it's all corporate. And it's all corporate. Sure. And now all corporate from our corporate perspective, we're still going to take on franchising, but syndication, it's opportunity-based. Someone comes up to me and they say, look, I got this partnership, let's do it. Okay, it has to work for us because we can't have 20 syndications, 20 different partnership agreements to try to scale a business. It's just not realistic. So it has to be under our terms. At the end of the day, we provide the value that we're going to make sure the project's successful. I tell people, go risk buying a $1 million property, put $1 million on it, and or you can spend 50 grand franchise fee and some royalties and be safe and confident. Because we tell people no more than yes, because we're confident with where the market needs to be and how we're targeting the market.
Yeah, interesting. So yeah, and it's definitely a moving target because, like I said, you're, not brand new in this space, but you have so much ways to go and so much runway and where to take long yards that, there's almost not a wrong way to do it. It's just, which route do you want to go? Just kind of like we were talking about before. I mean, there's so many options out there, so many ways. So tell us about, how long have you been doing this model for?
So we just hit our 3-year anniversary, October 1st.
Okay.
Of this year, and we're still fairly new, but long enough where we've been taking the time. Once we launched our first location and we understood our avatar, we understood our clients, we understand the nuances, we had to build our first business 5 times. And people think it's, oh my God, it's just yards, it's fencing. It's not that simple. Yeah. There's so many different little nuances that you only learn going through it. So that was the first hiccups, and then repivoting and growing out. And then we took a step back and we built a franchise. And that was a lot of, deeper diving. And almost 6 months and a lot of costs and a lot of research. And now we're just investing in our software technology and our team. And I believe starting in the new year, we're ready to launch. So that's where we're at as a business.
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic. So tell us, 3 years ago, and when we were talking before, when we had initially met, you actually had a really, really stellar first deal. Can you tell us about that?
That's right. So that's why I'm here right now, in Florida. And that's why long yards, I believe, is what long yards is and can be. So I bought the first property for $470,000 as a vendor take back. And at the time, I couldn't really afford to do it all because it was, it was still a big feat. And the house was run down. It was a forest and it was required a lot of work. So I was able to bootstrap $200,000, get it going. Because I was trying to raise money from investors. But everyone's like, you're trying to build a yard? And I'm like, yeah, I need it. If I need it, I'm a pretty simple guy. I figured if I need it, somebody else needs it. And that's what I went in with, right? Because some simple problems. Everyone makes business complicated. You got a simple problem, a simple solution. Why complicate it?
Yeah,
so I'm going to build these yards. But investors, they wouldn't get behind me. They thought I was crazy. So I had to sell my small residential portfolio. I had to go all in. But lo and behold, we got it up and running. It leased out quickly. Light bulb went off. This is going to be something. So I bought a 470. In total, between my funds and the investor, we incubated $700,000 into it. So you're in for just under 1.2. And right now it's worth over $4 million. And that was our first location. And we're just excited to keep doing that again and again for us and for franchisees. And the other part that's unique is you have a lot of investors that love real estate, but they want to be an LP. Well, we'll take that LP, let's call them, and we'll make them a franchisee. Now they own 100% of the real estate and they don't have to rely on a general partner. So it's unique to the marketplace in that sense. Sometimes it doesn't click for a lot of people. It's like, no, you could own 100% of the real estate. You don't need a partner that, you know, has no skin in the game and they're making money off you. So as much as the GPLP world, you know, you can look at it a few different perspectives. We're allowing the LP, let's call it, or the investor to own 100% of real estate and we'll show them everything.
Wow. And so that's an enormous return for the first property. And it's hard to think, you know, $4 million. And I know you said that there's more into it, but in land and fencing. And there's a lot of nuances. There's a lot of learning. There's more technology. So there's more to it for sure. And I totally understand that. But at the end of the day, it's so much more simple than other types of real estate assets or other types of multifamily or flex spaces or other storage solutions. So it's tough to, even for that newer investor, even for seasoned investors like myself, to wrap their heads around, hey, you took something, you know, about $1 million all in, a little bit over $1 million. And with such a simple concept, I mean, almost 400% increase on that. So that's incredible. You have such a different model. I knew I had to have you on the show. And there's even ways for people to franchise into it, which I think is great. So a lot of people, like you said, that GPLP structure may not be for them, or maybe they want a little bit more, or they want to own something a little bit different. And it's just something unique that I think not a lot of people know about. And it's all about education. That's what investing is. So Matt, Chris, I really enjoyed having you on the show. Your success, I love seeing it. I'm excited to continue seeing it and see what you guys end up doing. For those who are listening, if they're interested in maybe learning more or they want to get in touch with you, who should reach out to you and how can they get in touch?
Yeah, anyone call me anytime. And I put my cell phone out there, 941-278-1995. You can email us through our website at longyards.com or email me directly at clong@longyards.com.
Perfect. So listeners, we're going to put all of those resources in the show notes. While you're there, of course, if you haven't already, make sure you download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Passive Real Estate Strategies. Listeners, thank you so much for coming on. Chris, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Appreciate it. We'll catch you next time.
Well, that's it for today's show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you're looking to learn more about passive real estate investments, make sure you head to our show notes and download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Passive Real Estate Strategies, where we reveal the ins and outs of the truly passive ways to invest in real estate. We'll see you on the next episode.